Jimmy, what's the word?
Well, Tommy, it's interesting that you're talking about the end of the world in 2012. This couple of scientists sat down and wrote a program, and I can't remember if it's an entropy calculator or a chaos calculator.
Well, we need to get to the bottom of that.
Well, what the whole thing is that they sat down and predicted or examined cataclysms in the past and tried to predict things in the future, and everything comes to a stop on December 12th, 2012.
So we have the right month. We just may have inverted 2 days, or two numbers, rather.
Possibly, but it all,
I'm not Christmas shopping that year. I am not. I will tell the people that if it doesn't pan out, I'll get them some stuff in January.
But according to the Mayan calendar, it's just time for the rebirth. This time we're
what does rebirth mean? Rebirth comes after death. There is no rebirth without a death.
Well, birth and death are just the beginning and end of the beginning, right?
Two sides of the same coin. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everything, Armageddon is not the end of the world. It's just the end of the world as we know it.
But I think some people are going to have to die.
Probably. Mm.
But hopefully, Jimmy, when that time comes, it won't be you and I passing away, but some older people. I'm hoping it's elderly folks, people who already enjoyed their time. And let's face it, if it was a choice between an 80-year-old standing with a walker at the edge of a cliff or you, I'm pushing that 80-year-old over. Even if it's a woman, she's got to go. And that scream as she tumbles to the ground, while it will haunt me the rest of my days, it's going to keep me from enjoying myself.
Well, Tommy, the interesting thing is that you'll be under 50 and I'll be over 50.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll be pushing you. Thanks, Jim. I didn't realize that. Ratings just went up, briefly there. I don't know how that happened, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. Hello?
Hello?
What's on your mind?
Scratch Logic?
Yes?
Just interested in expressing the view in terms of the separation of powers between the federal and state government.
Okay, go ahead. Express yourself.
Are we on the air?
You're on with Joe Soucheray. Go ahead.
Oh, that's interesting. I don't catch it on the radio. Okay. It seems like if one checks the Constitution, I believe, indicates there's a separation of powers between the states and the federal government, and the federal government cannot force on the states anything unless it's a situation where it deals with national security.
So we don't know that.
I'm pretty certain that's the case. FEMA cannot step in and go in and take over in a situation until they've been asked to do so by local officials. Locally, we had... Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think you're grabbing the bull by the horns and getting to the bottom line.
Well, what happened is that we had a local sheriff in the area indicated that was one of the situations that when they did their planning here for an emergency, they were told by the federal government that FEMA would not step in for anywhere from 48 to 72 hours and had to be asked to come in to assist the local people, that the local people had to handle the emergency first, and that because of the separation and the powers between the federal government and the state governments, that the federal government or FEMA could not step in and force them to do anything without being asked by the state governments first for the assistance.
Sometimes late at night I wear my wife's undergarments.
Well, that's your choice.